This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843. The guy that we got to see now is Noah. That's the guy that becomes... Noah becomes right now the biggest impact guy that we have to watch for the Miami Dolphins this offseason and going into the regular season. Because if Noah, put it this way, those of you that are nervous about this X situation, be honest now, be honest. If Noah's balling every time he plays, filling in, do you then start to get worried about the X situation? Or you start saying you build confidence in it, right? You say, okay, well, no, they got a guy to replace him. Let's go, move on. If this guy is going to be complaining constantly and it'll be creating issues, yeah, he's a great player, but he's also a pain in the ass. Well, then let's move on. You know, and that to me is the spotlight focus that we need to have on, there's plenty of players we got to look at. Obviously, Tua is number one. You know, we all are looking at Tua to take that next step and become that franchise guy that we desperately need down here to watch with our Dolphins. But a guy like Noah is the guy that a lot of us are going to be watching. Because if he improves, then that makes you feel better about this situation. If he regresses or shows no improvement, then that makes you feel real nervous about losing X, because then obviously you're going to get exposed on that side of the field. And even though I will tell you this, I think the secondary should be better this year. Why? Because the pass rush should be better this year. You know, adding Jalen Phillips should add to your pass rush. Getting Vince Beagle back should add to your pass rush. Adding Andrew Van Ginkle, another season of experience should get your pass rush. Sealer Seiler should help you out with your pass rush. More experience, built up the body, all those kind of things. Christian Wilkins is better. You should have a better pass rush. I'm not telling you he's going to get 9 or 10 sacks from the middle, but he might get the 5 this year or something. You know what I'm saying? So these are things that all should improve. Emmanuel Ogbah, he's on a contract year, baby. You know, that should help out. Emmanuel Ogbah should be playing like a werewolf this year. Why? Because he's on a contract. All these kind of things are really going to help the secondary look better. I expect them to, maybe the challenge of covering receivers might be slightly easier. Nothing's easy in the NFL, but I'm saying slightly, because now you'll have more guys that can actually get to the quarterback. And if Jalen Phillips is what we expect, I mean, talent-wise, he could already be that guy, man, because he's got the gifts. You know what I mean? The only thing I was kind of concerned was with the concussions. But as I looked more into the concussions, I really, you know, I kind of said, you know, this makes a lot of sense, man. He's, because he's so gifted. And I kind of understand. And this year was so hard I just think college football has become harder to decipher and scout. And in a year like last year, it becomes almost impossible, to be honest with you. But all of these things should help out the secondary this year. You know, this is something that I'm really looking forward to with the Miami Dolphins.